It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The 2022 primary season is in full swing. Tuesday, seven states went to the polls: California, Iowa, Montana, New Mexico, South Dakota, New Jersey, and Mississippi. Rising concerns about crime and homelessness seem to have dominated in California. San Francisco voters recalled District Attorney Chesa Boudin. And in the Los Angeles mayor's race, Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass and real estate developer billionaire Rick Caruso will advance to a November runoff. Bass, a longtime Democratic lawmaker who was on President Biden's shortlist for a running mate in 2020, could make history as the first woman and the first Black woman to lead America's second largest city. But she's got to win first. In House primaries across the country, Republicans largely kept incumbents, rejecting challenges from candidates who attempted to align themselves more closely with the former guy. And it gets worse for him. Five of the 35 House Republicans who voted in favor of the January 6th commission faced primary challenges yesterday. Four of them survived, calling into question Trump's clout. But it was also a tough primary day for progressives. In California, where I mentioned San Francisco District Attorney has been ousted with 60% of the vote in a recall election, the race bankrolled by conservative donors and Democrats who've been on the defense over the rise in crime in the state, even in very blue areas. The House today will vote on a package of gun bills, the Protect Our Children Act, that passed the House Judiciary Committee last week. The bills in this package range from lifting the age to purchase and a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines and another requiring safe storage of firearms. The House is voting on it, though most of the provisions have no chance of passing the Senate. Meanwhile, a bipartisan group of senators are still working, trying to eke out a more limited compromise bill, even as some gun rights groups target Senate Republicans that are willing to compromise with Democrats. Actor Matthew McConaughey visited the White House on Tuesday to meet with the president and deliver an impassioned speech in support of gun reform from the James Brady White House briefing room. In case you didn't know, that room was named for Reagan's press secretary who was severely injured in the assassination attempt on Reagan. The shooter, by the way, was just unconditionally released from prison after serving his time for his attempt on the president's life. Anyway, back to the news. McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas. That gave him standing to deliver those remarks and recount stories about the shooting victims after meeting with their families. Although the number of senators moving toward a possible gun deal is growing, it's still a very heavy lift. Both sides admitting there's far more work to do to reach a consensus on the issue, and any changes to gun laws will be met with stiff Republican resistance. And as we await the Supreme Court decision on these highly polarizing topics, including abortion and gun rights, feds are increasingly concerned about an increase in domestic extremist threats. The Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday issuing a warning covering the next 6 months as midterm elections, the potential likely downfall of Roe v. Wade, and surging migration at the southern border exacerbate tensions nationwide. DHS warning that the U.S. is already in a heightened threat environment and said, quote, in the coming months, we expect the threat environment to become more dynamic as several high-profile events could be exploited to justify acts of violence against a range of possible targets. Lovely. And in case you aren't already, then strap in now. The hearings begin tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern to be exact. You'll be able to watch them happen almost everywhere. On network television, ABC, CBS, NBC, on cable news, CNN and MSNBC. Yeah, notably, Fox, not news, is missing from that list. They won't be carrying the hearings live, I guess confirming that Fox is not a news channel. The first two witnesses have been announced. On Thursday night, we'll hear from U.S. Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards and documentary filmmaker Nick Quested, who was embedded with the Proud Boys leading up to and during the insurrection. Others who've been invited by the January 6th panel to appear for live testimony: former acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen, his former deputy Richard Donahue. The panel also wants Trump's former White House counsel Pat Cipollone to appear, and Steve Engel, a former DOJ attorney. We'll have to wait for it to unfold. Behind the scenes, the panels heard from the Secret Service agent who was closest to Trump during the January 6th attacks, Robert Engel, the special agent in charge on January 6th. He was responsible for protecting the president, quote, from socks on to socks off, the whole workday. And because of that, Engel has detailed insight on a key select committee focus, how the Secret Service handled the day's events. Turning towards Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky warned yesterday that Ukraine may face the most difficult winter in more than three decades, as Russia's invasion brings the threat of an energy crisis on top of everything else. Meanwhile, Ukrainian troops are still locked in fierce street battles in the eastern Donbas region, and several other cities are also facing a new slew of air assaults. Russia is also claiming it has opened a land corridor to Russian-occupied Crimea, now allowing civilians and goods to pass through the territory. And finally, the Supreme Court is done hearing cases for this term. They just still have to issue their opinions in 30 as yet undecided cases. Some of them carry huge ramifications, including the idea of open carry nationally, immigration, climate change, healthcare, church v. state, and abortion rights, among others. They usually announce the opinions 2 to 3 mornings each week, beginning at 10 a.m. sharp. You can get great coverage from SCOTUSblog.com. And this morning, well, they announced just one. It had to do with Fourth Amendment excessive force claim on the U.S.-Canadian border. So 29 opinions still to come. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.